Hi, I'm Hannah, and I just wanted to start off saying that I'm so thankful to God for Bart and for all the people here that he's placed in my life. Growing up in a Christian family meant that I became comfortable with the idea of God from an early age. I saw him as a friend I could turn to in trouble and that I would talk about on a Sunday, but I found it difficult to see him as relevant or proactive in my life. I'm so grateful for my parents for showing me how to live as a Christian, encouraging me to go to church and make strong friendships that I now see as crucial in my faith. I learned so much from going to conferences like Word Live and feel very blessed to have had the opportunity to develop my relationship with Jesus and encounter who God is personally. It was through experiences like this I began to understand that I could not earn forgiveness by being good enough, but only when I surrendered my life to Christ. A moment that stands out to me in my journey with God, it was an evening at Contagious, the summer camp I go on, when I was about 11. We watched a video on a Christian who escaped a North Korean labor camp. Despite facing such extreme persecution and suffering, she had this genuine, inspiring faith and was confident of God's purpose in her life. I realized I wanted to know God like she did and prayed that God would give me the confidence she had in her faith. Going through secondary school, I've been lucky to have been accepted for my beliefs, but it's always been difficult to speak out against what the world thinks on so many things. Through the amazing support of the youth team, I felt my faith growing and I was challenged about the way I live my life and whether that was really being affected by my faith. I began to make time for prayer and reading my Bible, which really encouraged me to open up about my faith to my friends and be willing to show God's love to others in quite a dark and unloving world. The youth weekends away have taught me so much and allowed me to be reminded of the peace and the power of God's Spirit working through me. The teaching has often confronted me on how unworthy I am, and yet Jesus loves the ungodly, sinful, and selfish. Going on Contagious every year is always a highlight, and I leave feeling so much closer to God and empowered to live radically. Around this time, a couple of years ago, I would say I became a Christian. Due to having a real understanding of what Jesus' unconditional grace was and the responsibility I had to show that love to other people that were around me. So many Christians that I've met at Barton and those at my school CU have demonstrated how to live for Jesus in a challenging world and the incredible joy that comes from showing God's love. I may not have a dramatic story of how I became a Christian, but I still praise God for every step along the way to having a close and personal relationship with him. So today I'm getting baptized to commit my life to following Jesus and using my life to serve and glorify him. Some days I feel overwhelmed by sin and it's a struggle to obey how God tells us to live. But God's love is perfect, made perfect in my weakness. I'm putting my trust in my Heavenly Father for whatever he has planned for my future, and I'm certain that he will never leave me or forsake me. I want my identity to be forever found in Jesus and my joy and my purpose to come to as a response to his unending grace.